Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper from the Salvos.
A man owned a good pair of casual shoes. He's been wearing them for 2 years and they're still in pretty good nick. They look new, no marks, no scratches or splits in the leather. That's hard to say. It could be a tongue twister, in the leather, in the... He looked after them. However, if he wears them outside on a wet day, there's a problem. You see, there's a hole in the bottom of one of them, the sole of the right shoe. If the shoe's purpose is to protect his feet from the cold, the wet, and from sharp objects, it's a failure, no matter how good it looks on the outside. He can either chuck his shoes in the bin, give them to an op shop, and they'll chuck them in the bin. By the way, it costs op shops millions of dollars each year disposing of donations that are useless or too old to be sold. So let's challenge ourselves to think about what we take to the op shops and not to just, well, treat them as a tip. Okay, glad I got that off my chest. Mind you, this man could also take his shoe to the shoe man and get a new sole, have it restored like new, which is a very smart option seeing it still looks like new. What about our other sole, our other spiritual sole? We can look good on the outside. We can appear like we've got it all together and are in good condition. But if we examine our souls carefully, it may be a completely different story. If we are broken, if we have a metaphorical hole in our soul, then we are hampered from being useful to others and from being the complete person we want to be. Who we are and the purpose we serve has been corrupted. What are our options? Chuck it all in? What a waste. Give up and become fruitless and empty? What a waste. Seek help? Now we're being smart. The Bible talks about a repairer who fixes souls. It's a serious business he's in, and he doesn't take it lightly at all. Time and time again, we have interviewed people in desperate situations who have experienced this amazing repair work. In 2 Corinthians 5, it reminds us how God can make all things new again. I'm Aaron Wright.